the next Distinctive podcast, in which I'm talking to Charlotte Doyle, HR manager at Tua Housing in Dublin, about positive thinking. Thanks for joining us, Charlotte.
Morning, Denise, and thank you. I'm delighted to be asked for this. It's an incredible opportunity, so thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. So this is a great theme to pick, Charlotte. So why did you choose this and what does it mean to you?
Well, firstly, I'm a massive believer in the power of positive thinking, and research has shown as well that when people are happy, they learn things better, they're more receptive to direction and change, and are more engaged. And this makes a better workplace. And I suppose in this area where we're trying to be an employer of choice, what stands out is being a great place to work. But what makes it a great place to work are the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as a people leader and as a manager, what do you consider to be the impact of positive thinking on team members?
Well, I mean, you know, we can go through all the reasons. And I think what I'm just going to just bring us back to is, you know, I wasn't always positive myself. And it's very hard, you know, to be positive all the time, especially the last couple of years through a pandemic where we took a lot of things for granted. Yeah. But certainly out of that, you know, in the hope of marvelous things will happen. For me personally, I became a massive believer in the power of positive thinking after the tragic death of my father, which you would think would be the opposite, that you would be consumed with grief. But I think anyone who has experienced grief or has been part of it comes with this acceptance that something dreadful has happened and that you can choose the way that you're going to deal with it and how you move forward. And I suppose when my dad died, he died the week before I got married. I was an only child. I could have let that consume me, consume my relationship, consume my career, and consume my life. But instead, once I had gone through those emotions of grief that everyone does go through and that acceptance kicked in, I said, right, well, it's down to me as a person that I can wake up in the morning and turn a negative into a positive and seek gratitude in the things. And I suppose for me, Denise, I applied that in my work ethos. And I suppose as the question is, as a HR professional as well, and I think having a positive mindset, they say your vibe is what you attract. And I think when you go as a HR manager, when you're going into an interview, certainly through this period of recruiting people virtually, you know, you go with body language, how they appear. And certainly, you know, for customer service, I was listening to previous podcasts from you. You can tell if a person is smiling on the end of the phone. I know that sounds very strange. Yeah. But it makes you more receptive. And when you're more receptive to people, it's a magnetic ingredient, really, that you begin to trust somebody and you're drawn to them. And I suppose that's it. And I suppose as a HR leader, getting back to the question there, it has an impact on productivity, because when you're in a positive state of mind, it's the new word I'm going to give us today is discretionary effort. It's where, because you're positive and you have that boost of energy, you give that bit more to work, to your colleagues, if you're a manager, to your team. So discretionary effort is the new word that will come from having that positive mindset. And I think, again, going back to that, where we are suffering from losing people through whatever reason, you know, that you remain positive, that people leave you for a reason, but that people can't be replaced, but the roles can be filled. So you have to always look at the positive side.
Sure. Look, thank you so much for sharing that really personal memory with us, Charlotte. And I think that really, you know, it really brings home the strengths that you drew on, but also your own approach to positive thinking, and I love the discretionary effort side of things. I think we'll come back to perhaps for another podcast, because I'm really, really interested in exploring that in a bit more detail. I mean, you've talked there as a sort of HR manager, as a people leader, and we've spoken previously, I know, about the benefit of a positive thinking culture across an organisation. How do you think that HR and OD teams can influence that across organisations?
I think, you know, they say a lot of wellness and well-being, and HR is the ambassadors for the culture. But I think, yes, we maybe are the guardians of it, but certainly I think our employees become those ambassadors. I think our managers, our leaders as well, everyone has a role to play in it. I think companies that have happy people working them, or is a good place to work, have that competitive advantage. They're more productive. They've better service returnables and whatever. And also, as well as HR, when we're talking about wellness, being happy reduces stress levels as well. So then it's impacting on, you know, your operations, having people present in work, having people productive. It improves problem solving. It supports the skill acquisition. But I suppose the question you've asked is how, as a leader or a HR professional, do we do it? Well, I think it has to be down to the individuals as well, to a certain extent. And and we very much into a housing promote Wellness Wednesday, Feel Good Friday, Topics Tuesday, using language is very important. And I suppose having a diverse workforce, it's very important that you're inclusive in your language as well. And, you know, when somebody picks up an email, I always say, never let it be a Harry Potter screaming email. When Harry's friend got that email and his mother was screaming in the canteen that morning. So always think, when you're sending an email, of the recipient and how they're going to feel when they get that. I think communication skills and learning and developing us as individuals and managers to develop their communication skills. And I think time is very important as HR and leaders, to give the time for people to self-care, whether that's taking those time in the morning to express gratitude. We have an excellent IT team here, and we have limited resources, so we wouldn't have a huge budget into a housing for IT. But our IT team gave us this Viva Connect, and basically it's sending compliments or shout outs to people that have helped you or whatever. And it's something very straightforward. It's like the thumbs up emoji when somebody goes over and above. And I think recognition is very important in creating that positive mindset and culture. And, having that skills acquisition to practice self-care, but also to train people in it, give the time, recognize. But, you know, I always say, and it comes from our CEO, Sean O'Connor, and our deputy CEO, Brona, they will always ask you for stuff and you might be busy, but at the end of the email, there will always be a thank you or a please. And I think being kind, being nice, and mannerly goes so much, and you do get that, and I revert back to it, that discretionary effort where people will go that extra mile. And you know yourself, Denise, you know, we've spoken many a time, and I come with a positive mindset, and it has that effect on people, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, that's great. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Thank you very much for your time. I'm particularly impressed that we also managed to get Harry Potter into the discussion as well. And thanks all for listening, and look out for our next podcast very soon. Thank you.